Donald Trump triples down, if you're not happy here, then you can leave. By Joshua Kaplan on July 15, 2019. President Donald Trump is not backing down from calling on progressive congresswomen critical of the U.S. to move out of the country, saying Monday, if you're not happy here, then you can leave. If you're not happy here, then you can leave, President Trump said, prompting cheers from the audience at a Plan Made in America event at the White House. As far as I'm concerned, if you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. But if you're happy in the U.S., if you're complaining all the time, very simply you can leave right now. Come back if you want, don't come back, that's okay too. But if you're not happy, you can leave, he added. The president appears to have been once again referenced reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. Ilhan Omar, DMN. Rashida Tlaib, DME. And Ayanna Pressley, DMA, who in a series of Sunday tweets, seemingly told to go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came. President Trump responded to questions from reporters, this time dishing out more specific criticism directed at Omar and Ocasio-Cortez. Somebody that comes from Somalia, which is a failed government, a failed state, who left Somalia and ultimately came here and now is a congresswoman, is never happy, said the president. She says horrible things about Israel, hates Jews, it's very simple. The president also seemingly referenced how Omar once joked about how one of her professors would say Al-Qaeda in a serious tone. He also recounted how the Minnesota Democrat downplayed the September 11, 2001, terror attacks during a speech before CARE earlier this year. President Trump then turned his attention to Ocasio-Cortez's fierce opposition to recent plans by Amazon to build an expansive corporate campus in New York City. If the Democrats want to wrap their bows around this group of four people, one of them kept Amazon out of New York, tens of thousands of jobs. Would have been a great thing and she kept Amazon from going, the president said. Tens of thousands of jobs in New York has not been the same since that happened. President Trump's comments come after he re-upped on his criticisms of the squad Sunday evening, stating it was sad that Democrats rushed to the defense of the far-left congresswomen who frequently disparage the U.S. Their disgusting language and the many terrible things they say about the United States must not be allowed to go unchallenged, he added. If the Democrat Party wants to continue to condone such disgraceful behavior, then we look even more forward to seeing you at the ballot box in 2020. Democrats exploded over President Trump's comments about the progressive lawmakers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, called the president's tweets xenophobic, while 2020 Democrat candidates responded by calling them racist, disgusting, and un-American.